Hello and welcome to the Human Podcast, a podcast that grows and evolves, hopefully makes me a better person one day. But today I want to talk about parents. You know, those people that take care of little fucking people that they shove out of their genitalia. Those fucking crotch goblins. I want to talk about, you know, all that bullshit. Me, I do not have any kids. So I'm not really talking from a place of experience here, but I have raised a couple brothers, raised a sister, you know, so I've been there. You know, I've been right with it. And honestly, I see, you know, these parents that believe that they know what the fuck they're doing. And in all reality, I don't care how many fucking books you've read. I don't care how many, you know, classes you've taken, how much advice you've taken from somebody else. Nobody is a perfect parent. Your kid can turn out to be Ted Bundy or Al Gore, you know, a brilliant serial killer or an idiot fucking politician or somewhere in between. You know, not to disparage, you know, fucking either of those guys. You know, they might have had good parents. You know, I don't know. But I can tell you from what I've seen, some of these parents are not great. You know, I see parents going out there fucking, you know, not vaccinating their children. Vaccinate your fucking kids. I hate needles with all my heart and soul. Syringes just, that's my only fear. Vaccinate your fucking kids. Who gives a shit if it gives them autism? And that's a fucking poor, shitty excuse to not vaccinate your kid. Oh, I'm not going to vaccinate him because he's going to get autism. And most parents, it's like, okay, well then describe autism. Describe it to me. Tell me what it is. You know, define the fucking edges of autism. And most people cannot. They just think it turns their kid into a fucking retard. And not, you know, autistic people are not retarded. Or, you know, mentally slow. They just, you know, interpret things differently. That's fine. But I fail to see how a fucking, you know, shot protecting your kid against fucking, you know, polio could fucking do that. You know. When you look behind, like, the fucking, they're like, oh, there's arsenic in it, and then, you know, there's this and that, and it's like, are you a scientist? You know, did you fucking go to college for years? You know, are you vaccinated? And it's like, well, yeah. It's like, are you autistic? Well, no. It's like, well, fucking get your kid, you know. You know, honestly, it's like, you know, it is your fucking right as a parent to not vaccinate your kid. But it is also the state's right that if your kid gets sick with whatever fucking virus that they were told to protect from, to fucking take your kid away and get your kid treatment. Because your fucking essential oils and crystals ain't gonna do fucking jack shit. This, you know, people will, you know, read Facebook way too fucking much and go with that bullshit that they find there. You know, fucking Karens are just like, oh, my daughter, she, you know, she does yoga and, you know, she's lived a long, healthy life. It's like, yeah, you could get through life without using the vaccines. It is possible. But it is much more possible that your kid gets some fucking horrible disease and dies from it, from an easily preventable fucking thing. You know, your kid can fucking die from a multitude of things. Having a fucking baby, you know, is saying, okay, I'm gonna fucking, you know, take care of this child and make sure it doesn't fucking die and educate it. And then, you know, a lot of people love the novelty of that idea. They love the fact that, oh, I'm going to have a baby. It's going to be mine. It's going to be my son, my daughter, my whatever. I'm going to love it so much. And then you're going to realize that they just sap the fucking energy from you. That they have more energy than you. You know, babies, they don't know how to communicate. They're fucking, you know, fresh, you know, goddamn things. And honestly, humans are the fucking shittiest of all the fucking babies. You know, horses, they fucking get shoved out of a fucking pussy and they're like, all right, I'm up and walking. You know, my mom licked the fucking placenta off me. Let's get going. You know, sharks are like, all right, who are we killing today? You know, dolphins, same fucking thing. You know, birds, you know, they fucking, you know, for like a few weeks or like in the nest, like, hey, feed me until I can, you know, grow some feathers and then jump out this bitch and start flying. Babies, you know, you have to take care of them for 18 fucking years. And then they're like, oh, mom, I don't know if I can, you know, get out. It's just so hard. And kids, especially these days, it's getting fucking worse. It's becoming an epidemic that, you know, children are becoming more spoiled, more fucking entitled, thinking that they run shit. And I remember back in my day, you know, it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And children didn't run a fucking thing. You know, no one gave a shit about our opinions. And, you know, we were just to do as we were told. And now, you know, like, I remember the first time I saw my little brother with an iPad. That fucking blew my goddamn mind. I am like, what the fuck? An iPad? Like, I don't even have an iPhone. And this little fuck has an iPad. And I see parents all the time. They're just like, just whatever it takes to just shut it up. You know, and you know, parents, you know, watch the news way too much. And they're like, oh, no, there's dangers out there. There's child molesters. And they, you know, it's not all that it's cracked out to be. But, you know, parents are keeping their kids inside and like, stay inside, play video games. You know, go to school, take the bus, straight home, you know. And you know, I see these, you know, I see two-year-olds now that can operate a phone. You know, it was banana, like, TVs back in the day, you know, had fucking dials. So you had to, like, stand up and fucking go. Like, remote controls were a novel fucking idea. And, you know, the remote control didn't work half time. So it's like, get up and fucking go. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed on the couch. It was, you know, the fucking, you know, guardians, you know, my mom and papa or, you know, mom and dad were the ones, you know, that got the fucking couch or the chairs and the kids had to fucking sit on the rug, you know, or go outside and fucking play, which is mostly what we fucking did. We went outside and we fucking played. And on the fucking days that we didn't go outside and play, we fucking stayed inside and played with Legos or used our imaginations or built fucking, you know, forts. You know, used fucking, you know, fucking Christmas tree fucking tubes and played lightsabers. It was a good fucking time. I remember going out into the fucking woods. No cell phone, no keys. You know, no wallet, no nothing. Just hopped on my fucking bike, you know, fucking go knock on my friend's door. Hey, can Eric come out and play? Yeah. And, you know, we'd fucking hop on our bikes and fucking ride out to the woods and fucking, you know, jump on fucking rocks. And, you know, when it started to get fucking dark, we'd come home. And no one fucking, you know, worried. Like, if we didn't come home that night, then, yeah, a fucking search party would be sent out. You know, but there was, like, a whole bunch of shit, and we'd go out and fucking ride bikes in the street, and, you know, it was a different fucking time. And now parents are so goddamn worried that their kid is going to get abducted. It's like, there's not a whole lot of that happening. It does happen. Do not get me fucking wrong. Don't go be stupid and think that it doesn't fucking happen. It most definitely does. you know, but just know where you're at. You know, if you're in like a fucking nice neighborhood, let your kid go outside and play. Let him go fucking meet some friends. But, you know, most parents will just keep their kids inside. So it's like, oh, I'm going to go meet friends online. And guess what? That's where the fucking child molesters are. Oh, yeah, I'm going to fucking, you know, yeah, I met this other kid online. We're playing Fortnite together, you know, and I'm going to go over to his house because I found out he lives nearby. And then, you know, your fucking, you know, kid gets fucked in the butt and kidnapped. And it's like, God damn it. This could have all been avoided if, you know, your kid just went outside and fucking, you know, shot sticks like guns, like fucking normal boys do. But, you know, beside all that, beside all the dumbass bullshit and all these fucking parents that, you know, don't believe in, you know, letting your kid go and explore and skin their fucking knee and find out, oh yeah, that's bad. You know, they fucking treat him like goddamn Bubble Boy. And like, oh, we don't want you to learn anything bad. You know, we don't want, you know, and my mom, you know, got a little bit like that, you know, especially after my two brothers were born. Like, I remember I was going through puberty, and as I'm going through puberty, my dad's going in and getting his vasectomy done. You know, I didn't know what a vasectomy was, and my mom didn't want to, you know, corrupt me somehow by telling me what the fucking exactly vasectomy was. So she just, you know, put her fingers up like scissors and went snip, snip, you know, and just, you know, it's like, okay, take care of your brothers. You know, we'll be back in like a few hours. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. And, you know, in my head, I'm just imagining, you know, they do what they do to fucking dogs and just snip off his fucking balls. You know, I'm expecting my dad to come home with, like, a fucking cone of shame around his fucking neck so he doesn't lick his fucking wounds. You know, not really. I mean, but, you know, I just thought, you know, they just chop off your balls. I'm like, this is what fucking marriage is. You fucking pop a couple kids into a woman, you know, she snips off your fucking balls, and, you know, I feel like he got duped. You know, and it's a great surgery. It really is. Fucking, you know, dumping loads inside women, you know, without any fucking repercussions other than STDs or STIs, whatever the fuck they call them now. And I feel like, you know, sexual education, you know, has come a little bit further. Because I remember, you know, when I was going through fucking school, you know, they weren't really, you know, they're like, all right, here is a bagel and here's a hot dog. The, you know, when a man loves a woman, the hot dog goes in the bagel. And I'm like, is there enough hot dogs for everyone? He's like, shut up, Alex, you fatty. You know, and, you know, kids have questions. Kids are naturally curious as to what the fuck is going on. And, you know, everyone, you know, treats them like fucking children. You know, and that's always how it's ever been, you know. But I ran a little bit of an experiment, you know, nothing too fucking crazy. But, you know, when I was raising my little brothers, you know, on the nights that, you know, I had them, I would, you know, straight up treat them like adults. And they acted in kind. You know, because, you know, I was still young. You know, I was like 12 years old and my, you know, middle brother was fucking born. And, you know, so, you know, I still understood, you know, but when they were old enough and I knew they fucking understood, I treated them like adults, gave them responsibilities, and trusted them with responsibilities. And guess what? They fucking, you know, are like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking being treated like a real fucking person. Well, I'm going to act like a real fucking person. I'm like, all right, boys, go upstairs, get ready for bed. You know, they'd run upstairs, you know, shower, brush your teeth, all that good horse shit. I'm like, come on down, you can watch a movie. You know, I'd reward their good fucking behavior. But now, you know, it's all this fucking negative reinforcement. You know, oh, you do something bad, you're going to get spanked. You know, and, or, you know, now it's a fucking timeout. Like, back in my day, it was a fucking wooden spoon. And no one, like, a wooden spoon, a belt, you know, a paddle, you know, some crazy shit that hurt, but it didn't do damage. You know, and so you got the fucking point across, and now fucking there's these groups that are just like, you know, you can't harm your kids. We're going to call CPS on you. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. If you're going to be a giant fucking pussy about it and be like, I can't stand to have these kids get fucked their ass whooped for, you know, misbehaving. And now you have a bunch of fucking, you know, rotten crotch goblins fucking running around, spoiled fucking rotten, you know, getting the latest fucking phone and feeling entitled to it. You know, I feel like, you know, there's going to be a time where all these parents of, you know, this newer generation start fucking dying. You know, they'll leave the fucking inheritance, but they'll fucking blow it all. And now that the parents are not working and this kid feels entitled and is like, oh, yeah, everything's good. Guess what? Now this fucking kid's out of fucking money and out of fucking luck. They're like, oh, shit, where am I going to get money now? You know. And you know, the number one place you'll ever see this horse shit is Dr. Phil. You know, and Dr. Phil takes these ridiculous cases, you know, where, you know, he brings these families on. Oh, yeah, come on, you know. Oh, yeah, my fucking son thinks he's a robot. And he's like, I don't have to get a job. I'm a robot, beep, boop, bop. You know, it's like, and Dr. Phil just, you know, comes in and throws like a gold old-fashioned, you know, sense in the equation and just short-circuits them all. It's great. It's good entertainment. You know, but, you know, I remember, you know, and you know, it changes all the fucking time. It changes with every generation. You know, there's a generation of kids that, you know, worked, you know, with the cotton gins and, you know, fucking, you know, worked hard and came home with a fucking paycheck. And, you know, then there is a generation where they're like, okay, kids can't work no more because they fucking burnt up in the factory. And then there is a generation, you know, of kids that, you know, got whoopings real fucking hard. You know, a hickory switch just, you know, leaving welts because they fucking broke a dozen eggs. And I feel like the older generation is a better generation that's not fucking, you know, all pussified and be like afraid of fucking consequences. Oh no, what's gonna happen? Oh no, you know, just, you know, fuck it. You know, they're the type of people that, you know, were told, hey, you're going to war, and they fucking, you know, got up, you know, laced up their bootstraps and fucking went to war. They're the type of people that were told to do something, you know, made a promise, kept a promise. And it was a better generation of fucking people because there wasn't all this fucking politicizing of fucking goddamn everything, politicizing the children, politicizing, you know, parents. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, I'm not going to fucking vaccinate. Everyone fucking vaccinated back in the day because people remembered fucking polio. People know what the iron lung is. It's like, oh, shit. People know what tetanus is, lockjaw. And they just didn't want to see their kids go through that. I remember getting vaccinated for fucking chickenpox and then getting chickenpox. You know, I don't think I've seen chickenpox in a long fucking time. I haven't even heard the fucking term chickenpox in a long fucking time. But, you know, the generations, I feel, are just getting shittier and shittier. And, you know, there's, you know, those people that see it and then take advantage. And then they're the fucking, you know, ones that rule the country. And everyone calls them monsters. Like, oh, how could you? It's like, you guys are fucking stupid. And, you know, like, I want to fucking capitalize on, you know, the second that all these fucking, you know, spoiled, entitled fucking shitheads, their parents all fucking die and leaving them inheritance. That's when I want to capitalize. Because I feel like they're just going to spend their money willy-nilly and be really sad and, you know, want to be like, I want to fucking, you know, see my parents again. And, you know, they forget they're fucking real shitheads. And, you know, take all their fucking money and, yeah, I'll be called a monster. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. But, yeah, fuck them. You know, if they're that dumb, if they're that, you know, spoiled. And there are good, hardworking fucking people in my generation. But I see a lot more in, like, the older generation than people that are 50 and above. And they're all getting ready to retire and die. You know, I see people that are my age and they're like, I could do this job for, like, 2 weeks, but it's just too hard. It's like, dude, it's fucking Walmart. I've seen people fucking get hired at Walmart and quit day one because they couldn't hack it at Walmart. I'm like, you're gonna die. And then, you know, they're just like, I want a free government handout. I want food stamps. My mom will take care of me. I'll just live in her house. And it's like, no, I'm not looking forward to any of that shit. You know, I'm sure my mom will have a fucking house, and I'm sure I'll get an inheritance. But that ain't going to be for a long fucking time. And I'm not looking, you know, how much money. I don't give a shit. You know, I want to be able to be like, yeah, this is my fucking money. I made this money. You know, I bought this fucking house. I made this life. I am where I am because I worked hard and fucking persevered. You know, I'm not here to, you know, and then hopefully when I'm, you know, a little bit older, you know, like maybe in my 40s, 50s, you know, I'm able to come up with a brilliant, you know, business idea where it helps these fucking spoiled fucking little shitheads, and I just get to take their money hand over fist. And it's like, boom, ba-doom, 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 yep, I'm fucking rich, and you're fucking stupid. You know, because, you know, you never got the skills to succeed. You know, and I know fucking people that are like 27 and still living with their parents. You know, and they'll have like a shitty fucking basic job. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do when they fucking go to kick the bucket? Or they want you the fuck out of the house? What could you fucking possibly be doing? You know, and they're like, I don't know. I don't even think about it, man. Just whatever. It's like, I'm not going to feel for you when, you know, shit goes awry for you. You know, and to be fair, you know, like, life is pretty fucking easy here. You know, life wasn't always easy. There was a Great Depression, you know, where fucking, you know, parents would have to, like, sit out there with their kids and, like, we don't have a fucking house. And I always find, like, the fucking kids that are forced to go through tough situations always come out ahead. You know, for the most part, unless they fucking turn to drugs a little bit too early. But, you know, the fucking parents that, you know, it's like, yeah, we didn't have anything. We came to this fucking country with goddamn nothing. And we had to work and scrape for everything that we ever had. You know, they're the ones that fucking, you know, come out like AOC and you're just like, yep, I'm doing well now. And it's like, oh, yeah, my dad fucking, you know, got stabbed and my mom died of a heroin overdose. And I had to fucking, you know, raise my, you know, brother and sister by myself, you know. And then they're the ones that fucking, you know, are doing well. You know, and those kids, for the most part, are like, I want to fucking help my brother because I see how hard he's fucking working to help me. You know, and then, you know, you'll get a few fucking, you know, good, you know, hardworking people. But, you know, for the, like, I see, like, I've watched the movie Idiocracy, and it's becoming true. I'm like, holy fuck, this movie is becoming exactly what this country is. You know, and, you know, it could turn around. Fucking people could, you know, value education, value art, you know, value the good things. But, you know, everyone, you know, wants to be an Instagram model or a YouTuber or whatever the fuck. You know, and even I'm, you know, throwing out a fucking podcast, you know, but on this shit, I know I'm not making money because I can't keep it clean. And I will fucking catch heat for a lot of the shit that I say. And that's fine, you know. I can absolutely catch all the fucking heat in the world. You know, I can be like, oh, man, you know, this is why the Jews were killed, or, you know, this is why, you know, and I'll say some things that come across racist, but I'm a brown man, you know. And I'm sure if my mom ever heard this podcast, she'd be like, what the fuck, dude? What? No, no, just stop. Cancel it. Take it off the internet, please. What if somebody else other than me ever hears it? You know, that's why I'm just never going to tell her. You know, but my mom was a good mother because she fucking worked hard, you know, to be a good mother. You know, she never handed me anything. We didn't grow up with anything. And I feel like that's really what fucking helped me along to, you know, be a harder working, you know, young individual, is because I grew up with a mom in a one bedroom apartment and I had to sleep on the fucking couch. You know, and I grew up with that. I didn't grow up with fucking toys or, you know, a fucking phone. When I got a phone, I'm like, here, have a Nokia brick, you know, use this. I leave that shit at home all the time. I'm like, I don't want this. You know, this isn't, you know, fun, you know. Give me a slingshot. Give me, you know, give me a knife. I'd go out into the fucking woods, you know, whittle some fucking sticks into fucking, you know, sharper sticks and do whatever the fuck I wanted. Climb through shit, you know. Chase rabbits. It was a good fucking time. You know, I remember one time I saw a fucking snake on the ground and I peed on it. Yeah, I'm sure that's bad, but that's just my generation, you know, and where I lived. You know, yeah, I understand if you live in a bad neighborhood where there's gangs and drive-bys and, you know, bad shit, do your best to get out of that neighborhood. You know, move out. But people be like, but it's too expensive. Move out of San Francisco. Move out of the big city. Move to a rural area. Move to Ohio. Move to fucking, you know, Montana. You know, do something to better your own skills. You know, I see the fucking shit all the time. I can't. It's like, why can't you? Why can't you do something to better your skills to get your kids out of this shitty situation? I see it all the fucking time. My mom had fucking nothing, went to college, bettered herself, bought herself a fucking house. You know, she's, you know, selling a business to get a bigger business. And I'm like, yeah, she's moving up in the world and she's doing well for herself because she fucking worked hard to get the fuck where she's at. You know, maybe some of these parents just need to fucking take a step back. You know, am I paying enough attention to my child? You know, do I know, you know, who my child's best friend is? And that's usually the mom that, you know, takes that fucking role. Do I know who my child's best friend is? You know, and the dads, you know, are usually absent and working hard to fucking, you know, keep everything running because the entire fucking shit's running on a house of cards, and the second the dad loses his fucking job, it's all over. And, you know, they have to now move to a low-income apartment and, you know, so the dad has to work like 10 times as hard to fucking keep this charade fucking running. And if he can keep it running long enough to purchase a fucking house and, you know, make a little bit of money, then maybe. But, oh, guess what? Your kid's now fucking grown up and moved on without you. You know, kids don't want to, you know, have nice things. It doesn't fucking matter to a kid. You know, a kid's perspective is, you know, everything that they've ever fucking known. You know, but they want their parents. You know, and I see that a lot. I see, you know, fucking kids coming and visiting their parents and just being super happy that their parent is paying attention to them. You know, and there's some parents that just do not pay attention to their kids. They're like, well, daddy, I'm going to go find some people that will pay attention to me. It's like, up next, Mandy, you know. And, you know, she's fucking dancing around a pole. It's like, pay attention to me, because my daddy wouldn't. Now, I'm not saying all strippers have fucking daddy issues, but, you know, I'm saying, like, if I was a woman, I'd totally be a fucking stripper and a huge whore, you know, for money. Because I understand that there's money in pussy. You know, it's a fucking jackpot down there. It's great. But, you know, parents just need to fucking, you know, wake up, smell the roses, you know, start spanking their kids again. You know, being able to, you know, care for their kids. And maybe, you know, kids will be a little less entitled. Don't give your kids something just because they ask for it. You know, make them earn it. You know, be like, you know, well, work hard. You know, you want the newest iPhone? Work hard. Fucking do this shit all year, every, you know, and this is how much money you'll get for doing this. This is how much money you'll get for doing this. You know, teach them the value of a fucking dollar. And, you know, boom. You know, now your kid fucking worked hard, and now they'll remember how much that fucking iPhone just cost them. And if they break it, well, guess what? They have to do that all that shit all over again. Make it grueling. You know, but if they want, like, a fucking bag of, like, popcorn or, you know, something simple, you know, then, yeah, go for it. But, you know, kids nowadays, oh, I want the new PS5 when it comes out, Mom. Will you get it for me day one? Sure, honey, I'll get it for you day one. You know, your mom wanted to spend that money on, like, a day for herself, get her a massage, get her a mani-pedi, get her hair done. But no, she's spending that fucking money for a PlayStation 5 for you day one. You know, and you're like, thanks, Mom, that's awesome. You know, and that's it. You know. No, just be like, you know, if you want the PlayStation 5, fucking earn it. You know, and that's why, you know, I'm really proud of my little brother, my middle brother, because, you know, he's fucking, you know, he has a job. He's like, yeah, I bought the fucking, you know, Oculus Quest. I'm like, dude, that's fucking dope. You know, I was like, yeah, I worked hard and saved for it and bought it, and it's awesome. I'm like, yeah. That's the value of a fucking dollar, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, instilling those fucking little things into your kid to make them remember, you know, to build, give them good characteristics and not turn them into a big old shit bag, you know, because you didn't care, because you're like, oh, I spilt in you, sorry, woman. You know, oh, we'll have the kid because, you know, it's cheaper to fucking be a father than it is to not be a father. But, you know, it's just cheaper to be a shitty father. You know, vasectomies. Like, dudes, if you do not like children, get a vasectomy. You can go into a doctor's office, get it done. It's fine. Boom. And then, you know, women, IUDs, there's the arm implant, there's birth control pills, there's condoms, there's anal, there's being gay. There's all kinds of shit, you know, that you can do to fucking not, you know, there's also abortions. That's a whole other fucking bag of worms that people are like, oh no, abortions. I don't want to talk about abortions, you know, or miscarriages, like. You know, dudes, like, if you know, like, if you, like, dumped a little bit in the woman, you're like, please have your period, please have your period, please have your period. And you're just, like, sitting there sweating bullets for, like, 2 months, you know, just waiting. Oh, man, sorry, babe, I can't, you know, fuck you. I'm on my period. And you're like, yes, thank God. You know, those little fucking scares. And, you know, me, I don't want to have no kids. IUDs all day, you know, and it's great. IUDs and abortions. Buy three, get one free. Oh, such a great deal. Actually, I've never had an abortion. But IUDs, for real, they work, you know, most of the time. I'd say like 99.9% of the time. Yeah, and just, you know, go for it. You know, or, you know, vasectomies. Dudes, you know, step up to the plate. You know. But, you know, women want babies. You know, according to doctors. And that's why my wife can't have, you know, a hysterectomy. She wants one. She wants that fucking uterus just ripped out of her because she gets cysts. And she's like, get this motherfucker out of me. You know, but the doctor's like, you might want babies. It's like, get this motherfucker out of me. And it's like, but you're going to want babies. And it's like, no. It's like, you know, I look at someone, I'm like, there's 10 billion people on the planet. Billion. That's a lot of fucking people. If everyone gave me a dollar, I'd be one of the richest people on the planet. Everyone just had to give me fucking 100 pennies, and I'd be the richest motherfucker on the planet. One of them. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's like, yeah, we can use less people. And now that, you know, contraceptives are being more and more, you know, used, and, you know, IUDs, condoms, and, you know, like, think about, like, the 1980s. Like, condoms were, like, a crazy fucking thing. What? Condoms? Where did you get those? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, fucking, this guy has them, and, you know, I can get them for you, but it's going to cost you $20 for, like, 3 condoms. And it's like, oh, man, you know, so you just fucking, you know, try your pull-out game, and, you know, once you dump once inside a woman, it's all over. Your pull-out game is fucking destroyed, you know. Like, I remember going through sex ed, and they're like, sex, you know, without a condom, you know, feels better than sex with a condom. I'm like, dude, sex is sex. It is amazing regardless. No, they're absolutely correct. I, like, you know, shouldn't have ever fucking questioned that. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, sex with a condom sucks. Balls. It's bad. You know. But, you know, I fucked with condoms, fucked with hats on, and never got no one pregnant. No fucking kids for me. But if I had kids, I'd fucking vaccinate them. I'd teach them fucking, you know, values. And I'd be in their fucking life. And I'd beat the shit out of them. You know, when they ever did something wrong. And I'm sure, like, all these fucking namby-pamby, wussy fucking pieces of shit would fucking, you know, form a fucking goddamn lynch mob, like, oh, get him out of town, lynch him, you know, tie him to that fucking tree, protect his baby, you know. And honestly, I feel like, you know, kittens and puppies are just better than fucking humans, because if you don't want the kitten or puppy anymore, if it, like, fucking gets too rambunctious or you something that you don't like, you can sell it and give it away. Just be like, yeah, yeah, fucking dog, $100. And it's like, well, yeah, vaccinated, everything. Here you go. And it's no longer your problem. Not at all. Children, they are your problem for the rest of your fucking life. You know, they fucking, you know, come out of your fucking pussy and stomp on your dreams. And I'm sure my mom would be a whole lot further ahead in life if I hadn't come. But I did, you know. And it's like, yeah, well, see, I'm here. Sorry, bitch. You know, say bye to your dreams. Say bye to anything you ever wanted to do for that was fun. You know, yeah, you have a kid. Cool, great, thumbs up, yeah. But, you know, kids are just awful. Stop having them. You know, have a fucking animal first. You know, and if you're like, you know, how bad could a kid be? You know, give me your phone and I'll set a bunch of random alarms that you cannot turn off until you fucking do some complex task. You know, and it'll be all throughout the night. You'll get a maximum of 2 hours sleep one time. It'll be in the middle of the day. You know, but you always have to fucking turn off this alarm. That's how annoying a baby is. Just screaming, I want fucking, you know, milk. I want my diaper changed. I want this. I want just be picked up and hugged. You know, that, you know, and it's just that for years until they're like 5. And then they start talking. And then you turn like 10 and they start back talking. And then you turn like 13 and then they start giving you fucking sass and telling you fucking shit like, you're ruining my life. And then, you know, it's all fucking downhill. It's just like, oh, no, I don't. Why is my kid such a shitbag? Can we, you know, can we have a fucking better kid? No. Your kid's just going to be a fucking shitbag for the rest of your life. Sorry. You know, and some kids turn out amazing, you know. Typically stricter parents, you know, a.k.a. Asian parents, and, you know, sometimes, you know, black mothers. Like, black mothers, holy fuck, you know, they can keep their kids in line, but the second their kids are fucking out of the house, you know, it's all fucking over. Yeah, but all in all, hit your kids more. And discipline. Really, that's what it comes down to. Just more discipline. More fucking, you know, treating your kids like adults. You know, treating your kids the way that they want to be treated. You know, find out, you know, something, you know. Being a parent is the only fucking way to learn how to be a parent. You can read all the fucking books, go to all the classes. Fuck it all. It's all boring. It's all bullshit. You know, you can fucking know what to expect, know that fucking twos are going to be horrible. That's when they're going to learn the word no. You know. And, yeah, the fucking human experiment's been running for fucking way too long, and no one's figured it out. No one's ever going to figure it out. But if you hate everything that I fucking said, if you're a fucking parent and you're offended, good. You know, maybe try and be a better parent. Maybe try and, you know, be more in your kid's life. But, you know, regardless, you know, I'm going to end this shit here. You know, you can hit me up at my email at humanpodcastnetwork@gmail.com. And, yeah. Fuck you if you're a shitty parent, and try and be a better parent.